Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Senator Crayenbrink from Webster. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Senate Page Aaliyah Casbier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today's prayer is sent to us by Pastor John Janke, the associate pastor at my home church in St. Paul Lutheran Church and School in Fort Dodge, Iowa. Will you all pray with me? The prayer today is taken from and influenced by scriptures in 1 Kings, Psalms, Romans, and Timothy. Almighty and gracious God, you bring justice and righteousness, and at the same time, you establish mercy, peace, and grace. In our positions, we all seek to do what is best for our people that we govern, and yet we realize at times we confuse mercy and justice. Other times, we fail to bring peace. Instead, we bring discord. At times, our tasks may seem difficult, especially over the past year of trouble. When your servant, King Solomon, was placed as king over ancient Israel, he did not pray for fame or riches, but for wisdom and to discern between good and evil, because he knew how difficult it was to govern. So grant all here today wisdom to discern good and evil, so that the public would be sustained in peace and order. Grant this for Jesus' name's sake. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? There's business in the well. The secretary will read.
Mr. President, the House has on April 13th, 2021, passed the following bills. Senate File 234, a bill for enacting classification, reclassification of certain secondary roads, including political provisions. Senate File 357, a bill for enacting placement of child in detention, including effective date provisions. Senate File 554, a bill for enacting acquisition title ban property in an unincorporated area of a county. Senate File 562, a bill for enacting sexual exploitation ban adult finding trainer and structure finding penalties. House File 844, a bill for enacting business entities finding certain fees, including effective date provisions. House File 853, a bill for enacting snowmobile user permits and registration fees. House File 855, a bill for enacting access to a copy of original birth certificate by an adoptee or entitled person providing penalties, including effective date provisions. House File 857, a bill for enacting a butchery innovation revitalization fund program to be administered by the Economic Development Authority and Consultation Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, creating a task force to explore the feasibility of establishing an artisanal butchery program, community college, or an institution government, state board of regents.
Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements and introductions? What purpose does the senator from Sioux, Senator Taylor, seek recognition?
Mr. President, am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. 1 month from now, the Orange City Tulip Festival will take place once again. This is going to be the 80th annual Tulip Festival. It's a celebration of Dutch American heritage and culture. And we are honored this morning to have with us the Tulip Festival Queen, and I'm honored to be able to introduce her. Grace Dahl is up in the gallery, and Grace is going to introduce her court as well as the attendants that are with her this morning. So, Queen Grace. If I could just say thank you, Tulip Festival Queen. Thank you, all of the court members, as well as the attendants. It's great to have you here. And just to remind everybody, that's May 13th to 15th in Orange City, and we hope to see you there. Thank you, everybody.
And it has been brought to my attention by the Senator from Johnson, Senator Bolcom, that a former colleague is among us. Former State Senator Tom Riley is in the Southeast Gallery. So if we could all, Tom, if you could stand, and if we could all give Tom a warm welcome back to the Iowa Senate. Seeing no senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions, are there senators seeking the floor for points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Hancock, Senator Guth, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President, for a point of personal privilege.
You are in order.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, yesterday, as Senator Goodwin and Senator Johnson were sharing about the patrolman who was killed in the line of duty, it occurred to me just how often that sort of thing happens, not necessarily a shooting, but that one of us is suddenly taken from this earth where we wake up in the morning thinking we're going to have a regular day, and that by the end of the day, we're no longer here. I think of on a tombstone, it has a date of birth, and it has a date of death, and life amounts to that little dash that's in between. And we spend so much of our time and energy thinking about that little dash. When Senator Kreinbrink often says in his financial advising business, when we fail to plan, when you fail to plan, we plan to fail. When we think about eternity, it's the same thing. We need to plan for that eternity. We need to make sure that we know where we're going to spend that eternity. I remember for myself, when I was in high school, I'd heard all about evolution and that sort of stuff in school and the ways that scientists had decided we must have begun. And it didn't quite make sense to me. Even if there's a big bang, there has to be somebody to start that big bang. And I had decided in my heart that there had to be a God. There's nothing else that made sense. But I really hadn't gotten a whole lot past that when I went off to college at Iowa State. As a freshman in 1973, I had a young man in our dorm invited me to go to a Bible study in his room that night. And I'd grown up in a Methodist church. I was there almost every time the door was open. Our family was a big part of that church. And I was thinking, I bet God would be pretty impressed if I went to this Bible study tonight. Because I hadn't been doing so well as a young man away from his family down there at college. That night, after the Bible study, everybody had left except the leaders, and I couldn't get my feet to operate to get me out of the door. And one of the two leaders came and asked me if I would like to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I asked him right away, how can I do that? He's been dead for 2,000 years. And the response was, yes, he died 2,000 years ago, but he didn't stay dead. He is alive right now. He's died in your place. And if you will confess that you have sinned and need that Savior, he'll come into your life. I did that night. And my life was changed forever, far beyond that dash between the date of birth and the date of death. I'd just like to encourage everyone that's here today to consider what comes beyond the date of death. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to talk it over with you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Seeing no other senator seeking the floor for points of personal privilege, the chair recognizes the senator from Wayne, Senator Sinclair.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate adjourn until Thursday, April 15th at 9 a.m.
You have heard the motion from the senator from Wayne, Senator Sinclair. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Thursday, April 15th at 9 a.m.